Hey, hey. You got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. That'll make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me you're lying, girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cash, chilling there as usual. Y'all got my man Father Time with me. Father Time, what's good with you, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
I'm chilling, man. We chilling. We got your name. What is your name? What's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
At least you sound more enthused than he do. Yeah, what's cracking, Doc? Brother, what's happening?
What's going on, y'all? Ready for tonight.
I can't be wanting to talk to the motherfucker. You know, I'm cracking up. I don't want to be on this motherfucker. What's going on, y'all? We networking and politics like we always do about this time. Shout out to my girl, right,
man,
Click Nick. I see you out there listening.
I read this article today. Kind of fucked me
up. I see. Just jump right into it. Shit.
Yeah,
man,
he hit a different zone right now. He hit a different zone. He
right.
It's really bothering me, man.
Really?
I got to get the shit out. Yeah,
let me finish the sentence before you just cut me off. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, my goodness.
Lord, Lord.
All right, I read this article about people in Europe. Right, the gay people in Europe. Mm-hmm. Now, Tim, if y'all heard this term, sex roulette party. Anybody ever heard that term?
I've heard of sex parties.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Okay, well, anyway, that's a term that they use to describe this party. It's only for gay guys. You know, if you're straight, bisexual, and those people aren't allowed. Just straight gay dudes. And the purpose of the party is one person in the party has HIV, but
wow.
nobody knows who it is. And all these guys get together and have sex, and you can't use a condom.
What?
Rich people in Europe, right? And they got these guys on there talking about, you know, they do it for the thrill of it. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Do anybody think that shit can fly in America? I mean, they do this kind of shit in Europe.
No. I hate to bust your bubble, but they do it in America, too.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Really?
Yeah. It's done quite often.
Yeah.
I had a family member that was part of that world. And he was telling me about it. And he said that's what they did. He said he said, believe it or not, it's a rush.
Really?
Yeah.
You can fuck around and walk out that motherfucker infected.
Okay, well, that's the rush
that's
that they
crazy.
Get. I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but that's the rush that they get. That shit is frequent over here. That shit ain't just over there in Europe. That shit is frequent over here in America.
See, I mean, I didn't know they was doing a roulette like that, but I know people who know for sure that person got HIV and they still do it to them. So, I mean, that's the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I heard of them. I never knew what it was called, but he explained it to me, and I'm looking at him like, really? You know, like, this is y'all idea of fun? And he said, yeah.
Wow.
Incredible. Incredible. That is crazy as hell. For me, that's crazy to me. I don't know about for y'all, but for me, that's some crazy ass shit. That's some shit that I wouldn't even think about doing.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, you don't know who got what. And
that's
a
whole
thrill, a rush. That's
yeah,
your
for
life.
Them, yeah.
Well, most of them, after you say they're rich, then they feel like they're above death. So that's exciting to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a rush
to
them. Some of them have a different mindset, too. I mean, you got to think about it. If you at a party or doing stuff like that, you've had a rough life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think sometimes they get to the point where they don't care if they, you know.
You're absolutely right. And that was his demeanor.
They just don't care.
He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're shortening your life playing Russian roulette like that. You're shortening your life.
Okay. And
I mean,
they
we
look
all
at it like
that, but you should try to prolong it as long as possible.
Okay, they may feel like you shortening your life running out here gangbanging. You shortening your life out here selling drugs. I mean, I'm not condoning what they do, but, you know, it's just that's their nature. I mean, I'm not saying that's all their nature, but a lot of them do it. Like I said, he did it. He told me he did it. And I'm sitting there. I mean, I was just as bewildered as you was, but, I mean, who am I to tell him what he could and couldn't do? You know, I mean, like he told me, I had a bottle in my hand. He said, you could die from alcohol poisoning right now. You never know what's going to happen. I guess they put their faith in God's hands, and it's a rush to them.
Yeah, I'm rushing right out the door.
I mean, that of course, that wouldn't be your MO because you're not that type of person. So, I mean, you know, but you got to look. I mean, like I said, I'm not condoning what they're doing, but you also got to look at it like, hey, you know, that's the game. That's the dangerous game they play.
I had no clue. That shit happens here. I mean, I just happened to read an article today. Just happened to be on there, you know, doing a little research. Now, you know, the shit caught my eye. I'm like, damn, motherfucker, it's crazy. But, you know, it's rich folks. You know,
It's rich folks there, but no. Over here, it's the average motherfucker play that game.
That's deep.
No, I mean, because he was nowhere near rich. And the people he dealt with wasn't rich. But that was the game they played. I mean, I found it to be totally unbelievable, but hey. And but like Janine said, some people, I mean, felt like you had nothing to lose.
This shit fuck with me all day. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, you know a motherfucker in there got some shit. You know this when you go in the door. You know somebody in this motherfucker got something. And you still play the game? You bad motherfucker. I'm going to sit this one out. Y'all go ahead and play. I'm going to sit this one out. I'm straight.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't get invited anyway.
Hell no. I'd be just tore that motherfucker up. I know that motherfucker ain't number dudes, and I'm like, yo, man, what the fuck kind of party is this? This is a sausage party. Oh, hell no.
I mean, what would y'all do if y'all got invited to a party but y'all didn't know what it was and y'all showed up and it was just, I mean, not that, just that specific type of party, but it was just like a gay party?
I believe.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm not staying. I'm not staying. Y'all have fun. Y'all do y'all thing. Hope this works out for y'all.
I told a story before on the show, but I've been to a gay club. I didn't know it was a gay club. You know, when I first moved up here, I met this girl on the bus. She told me she was going to take me to the club. She told me the name of the club was the 90s. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Name of the club is the Gay 90s. She left the gay part off. She said the name of the club was the 90s. Janine, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've been there.
Man, I went up in this motherfucker. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, that's a motherfucking dude. You know, they got the drag show going on. And all, they, man, there's all kind of shit going on up in this motherfucker. The drinks was potent, though. The fucking drinks was potent as hell.
That's the best place to go get drunk.
I wonder
why. They get you fucked up. You don't know what the fuck going
yeah.
on.
Hell
yeah. Them motherfuckers.
Yeah, okay.
Man, that Tanqueray Rosie Line, that's the strongest shit I ever had in my motherfucking life. And I drink that shit at a bunch of motherfucking clubs. That shit was fire.
They want a motherfucker. They want you to be over there talking about bartender. Bartender.
No, I got the fuck up out of that, man. I asked the old girl, I said, why wouldn't you tell me, you know, this is a gay club? You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know right off till I saw the motherfuckers doing the drag shit. I'm like, the fucking dudes dress up like girls. And then, you know, I'm like, okay, this is a gay club. Why the fuck you wouldn't tell me you're taking me to a gay club? She's like, this is the spot. For who? I'm not gay.
Maybe she thought you were
like,
gay.
But, you know, they say it's more straight people than gay people in that motherfucker, but I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gay club. The name of the motherfucker is the Gay 90s. It's a gay club. I don't do gay clubs. I left my ass right in that motherfucker. Got right back on the bus and went back to my sister's house.
Oh,
I got back
goodness.
There, she laughing. Because she knew what the fuck it was. But
wow,
she didn't tell me.
See? She let me know out of the club.
Did you like it? Did you enjoy it? I'm like, motherfucker, fuck you too. Fuck you and her. You know what I'm saying? Dog, she knew it was. I said, I'm going
she
to
She laughed hard that day, okay?
She said, where you going?
I'm not
going to
lie.
I met this girl. She told me she's going to take me to the 90s. And she just started laughing. She's like, well, I'll have a good time. She knew that motherfucker was a gay club.
You know what? I probably would have let you go too.
Yes, exactly.
I would have cussed your ass out too, just like I cussed her ass out.
No, seriously. Mm. I would have let him go because he's hard-headed. He's that type of person that you'd be like, man, don't go to that club. Well, man,
nobody
she said
told
ain't nothing
me that.
Happen. I would have let you
no,
go.
I didn't know anybody. She was the only person I knew. I said, I'm going to the 90s. And she said, okay, have a good time. That's all she said. I don't know nobody else. They only been here 2 weeks.
Maybe your girl thought she was going to have a good time now.
Shit. I don't know how the fuck she thought that. I was
hot, man.
I'm mad than a motherfucker. I got right back on. We caught the bus to that motherfucker. The 16. I got right back on the 16, went right back to St. Paul.
Maybe your conversation led her to believe that you would have a good time now.
Yeah, you can be funny all you want.
Ain't nobody ever tried to take me to a gay club, so I'm just trying to give you some hints or some pointers or something. What not to
no,
do.
No, man, I used to get taken to the gay club all the time, but, you know, it was certain times I went and they took me to get drunk. You know what I'm saying? It was my birthday or You know what I'm saying? Just, but.
Well, in my situation.
It's the best place to get drunk.
It's called the Gay 90s, but it's supposed to be, you know, a mixture. It's straight people there. I ain't gay people there because they got the best drinks and the best music, allegedly, in the city.
Right.
So, I'm thinking that's why, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking that's why she took me there. Because it was the number one spot
but
at the time when
just,
I first moved up there.
Couldn't just hang out with her there. Just
say
because
what?
It was gay people in there, you allergic to gay people?
I that's just not my type of scene. It's not my type of party. You know, I don't have nothing against gay people. You know, you don't fuck with me, I won't fuck with you. But you know, I'd rather hang out with my friends than be fucking around, you know, with a bunch of gay people. I mean, you know, I'm not homophobic or nothing like that. But you know, I don't party with gay people.
Let's just put this disclaimer on: we here at Sin City. What the hell Father Time said, because it's like he done bagged himself in the corner. Now, he ain't come back. But anyway. I had this question that was asked. Hey, shout like I was trying to say earlier. Shout out to my girl, Slick Mick. All right. Ladies, well, let me ask you, dog. If your wife had a friend, and one of them was a stud. Would you feel leery of her?
Was she a friend before me?
No, I mean, you know, let's say they met through a mutual friend. And you know, I mean, they all kick it. Her, the mutual friend, and the stud. Now, her and the and it's probably times where her and the stud might just go kick it.
No, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
So she like, well, me and old girl going out. You be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
Hmm.
I mean, why would it bother me?
To be honest with you, dog, I really thought it would.
No, it wouldn't bother me, man.
I really thought it would. I'm serious. I really thought it would bother you. I mean,
we had a conversation a few weeks back that would make me think the same thing.
No, I wouldn't bother me, man.
You have a lot of men that feels like, you know, well, what the fuck you going out with that motherfucker for? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear you. I hear you 100%, but at the same time, you got to trust the motherfucker you with until they give you a reason not to. So, I mean, if you going out, you know what I'm saying, go for it. I ain't tripping.
Okay. Candy, what's happening?
I mean,
what's good?
Hey, Candy.
Hey. How you doing?
Good.
How's everybody?
All right.
We're good.
I mean, let's flip that. You got a gay friend. Would your woman have a problem with you hanging out with your gay friend? She probably wouldn't. Most women, that shit wouldn't even bother most women.
You know,
you know
I don't think you can compare it. I think it's a difference. I mean, I know it seems like it's crazy, but I think it's a difference. Wait a minute, hold on. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going.
Okay. What's your name?
Take a guess.
really? Okay.
that's her name. Yes.
That
I know that is. know who that is.
All right, we got all these ladies on the show. All right, ladies, you and your guy happen to have a gay friend. He comes to you and be like, hey, you know, me and JoJo, you know, most gay guys ain't JoJo. Me and JoJo going out to the club. Would y'all have a problem with that?
Well, hold on. We're going to go down the line. Keisha, since you just got on the show, would you have a problem with that?
I'm on the fence with that one. Reason I say most men tend to be very homophobic, and I kind of stand behind my theory that most men are homophobic of that area, because the G-spot is there, and if it's ever tempted and tainted with, then, you know, it's something else. So I'm kind of on the fence with it. I feel like if you're homophobic, then no, I think I would have an issue with you going. Now, on the other hand, if you're all for gay rights and whatever else, then see you later. That's my opinion, though.
Okay, I need you to elaborate a little bit for me. You say if he's with the
basically,
gay rights?
I feel like if you're overly homophobic. If you're overly homophobic, you don't want nobody to smack your ass, you taste being your woman, can't go close, can't sponge bath, you're just overly homophobic, then I'll have an issue with it. Now, if you're all for it and you're comfortable in your own skin around it but don't agree with it, then I say see you later.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go with that one.
Screaming like a motherfucker.
All right, Jadeen, what about you?
No, I don't have no problem with it. You know, I just give you the test every few weeks just to check.
What's the test?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up. What the fuck is the test?
We going to CVS. What you mean?
What you mean? You know what the test is. If your booty don't switch up,
oh,
and I'll fix it close to that asshole, it's a problem.
80,000.
Motherfucker, you've been flinching for 10 years. Now all of a sudden, you talking about go ahead. That's fucked up. That's real fucked up.
Y'all would jump up out of y'all sleep if we get close. Y'all will wake up out y'all sleep if y'all feel something.
I'm trying, y'all.
Right. Goddamn
right.
Around,
you wake a motherfucker up, rubbing on his ass, he jump up talking about JoJo.
Yeah, it's time to get the fuck up out of that ear. Stop, JoJo, I'm sleepy. Wait a minute.
No, we're not getting out the car.
Oh, not that. You've been fucking this nigga in my car. Okay, all right. What about you, butter? She got to clear out the road.
No, for real. I feel like she said, if you have homophobic attitude, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's a change, then that change has to be that the person that you're going out with is somebody that has been close to you for a long time and they just came out the closet, or there has to be a reason. But for you to just come out of nowhere and be like, oh, me and my friend finna go hang out and he's flaming and I know that you can't even stand being 2 inches away from a gay person, then I would really have... We'd have to sit down and talk. We'd have to have a conversation. But I don't have issues with my man hanging around gay men.
Hold on one sec. Nikita, what's happening?
What's good with you?
We chilling, man. You see us, we networking the politics like we always do.
Y'all are
off the chain. You say we off the chain? Oh, come on, man. You know we like that every show.
But I was surprised that he would let a stud around his woman, though.
You are too, huh?
Yes, everybody
is. I don't see the problem with it.
So you let a man around it as well?
What you mean a man?
That's my question.
A brand new, if you let a brand new stud female come around your woman, you might as well let a man, new man come around your woman. Like, so it's cool that she have new male friends.
All I'm saying is you got to trust the motherfucker you with until they give you a reason not to. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I'm with you.
I mean, if you want to go
okay,
to
so
club,
does
go
it
for.
Just have to be a stud, or can it be any gay woman or any gay man? Is there a fear of just the stud itself?
Well, you know what? I asked the question because I've seen a situation where it's like, you know, it's like, they actually do have a complex towards her. It's like every time she comes around, the dudes get real, you know, aggressive and defensive. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, at the end of the day, she's still a woman. And I mean, if your woman is gravitating to her, then shit, your woman always wanted her any damn way, or your woman was like that anyway. But I noticed that they get aggressive and, you know, real, like. You know, so I was just wondering, like, how does,
since you know the story of this particular stud, is she known for doing stuff like that, like taking dudes, girl? Because why is they acting
you know
that aggressive?
Now, here's the thing about it. It's not the fact that she does anything on some real shit. It's not the fact she does anything. It's the fact that they kind of gravitate to her. In all
mm-hmm.
honesty, they kind of gravitate to her. Wait, man.
Okay, now,
hold
when
on,
you
on,
say
dog,
her,
Keisha.
Are you
wait,
talking
man,
about
hold,
the
hold on, hold on, hold on one second, dog. Hold on one second. Keisha, you back?
I'm back.
Okay. All right, wait, man, hold on. Well, I guess the prodigal daughter has returned. Look at the store. What's happening?
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
What's going on? How are you doing, girl? The fuck? Circle the date on the calendar.
Hey.
Okay.
Everybody.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hi.
So, like I was saying, my thing is with old girl is like she's not initiating anything. It's like they're gravitating to her. You know, they're like, they're trying to be friendly with her.
Right?
They want to, yeah, they want to go out with her. They want to chill with her. They want to hang out with her. So, I mean, and I'm asking you as a man, if your woman starts gravitating to that person, are you getting offended at that person, or are you going to be like, oh, okay, it's cool, she can still go?
I don't have a problem with it, man.
I'm just saying, if she going or gravitating at, then obviously she wanted to go. It's not the stud's situation.
So
it's
I mean, if
there.
She
want
to go, she going to go anyway.
Or
no
she just friends with her, right? Is she going
what?
Or is she just friends with her, hanging out with, or is she like actually going?
Well, now see, that's the whole thing. We got to wait a minute. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Crack-a-lack.
Who
you got it. Who
this be?
My name is Lisa.
Who?
Lisa,
what's happening?
What's happening? If she going with them or she hanging with them, sooner or later, something might transpire. I mean, you just don't start hanging out with nobody of the. Yeah, you just don't start hanging out with them. Sooner, you hanging out with them for a reason, other than they making you laugh and giggle and shit.
Right, maybe she's just the life of the damn party.
No,
hey man, hold
okay,
on,
she's
we
gonna be the life of the party, all right.
We got one more caller. We got one more caller. LaFonda, what's happening?
What up?
LaFonda.
What's going down?
Nothing
much. Oh, shit, we got... We got a final four tonight. Goddamn. Okay. Well, I mean, because now, hold on. So now, my thing. Now, Lisa, you say that if they hang around long enough, they're going to get a little intrigued by us, right?
Yeah, they bi-curious right now. So being bi-curious, they like, okay, well, I can hang out with them, you know. I just want to see what's going on. Next thing you know, she's going to be the life of the party, all right? She's going to be the party. Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
As one who's been there, I would agree with that statement.
Huh?
Dang. She said she do agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
but with that being said, she has to already be curious. So, therefore,
right.
If she's not curious, she's not thinking about it, although I think every woman, just about every woman, thinks about it.
You do I.
I'm just gonna say I agree. I ain't about to put myself in that hole. I agree.
This is why I keep on asking, what the fuck is a threesome? What do it consist of? Do it consist of two dudes and a girl, or two dudes?
That's a train.
I got a train with 40 people.
Look here. We didn't write the rules. We just live by them. Two dudes and a woman is a train.
Three dudes and one woman is a train?
No, damn.
And shit. Anyone.
That's
okay,
a
I'm going to put it like this. Right. I'm going to put it like this. Anyone, if it's more than one dude, it's a train.
It's a train.
That's just the way it's going. It's a train.
I don't know. Damn. No, because it could be, if that woman wants a threesome, then it could be a threesome with two dudes and then a woman. That's not a train. That's a threesome.
That's I don't understand why a woman can't run a train. Why can't
in
I have two dudes that I want to take
listen,
down?
In the woman's mind, that's a threesome. But in the two dudes' mind, shit.
It's a train. Right. That's a man terminology. And from a woman, like he just said, from a woman's standpoint, we would call it a threesome.
Yeah, but
what
It just sounds so polite.
You have to be late.
Yeah, it
sounds
polite.
Not
polite.
But you don't want to run around like, yeah, me and my girl just ran a train on this nigga.
Well, I mean, okay, so then technically, no, wait, technically, that kind of is, you know, if you think about it, because shit.
Hold on. Everybody can't talk at once now. Come on now. All right, now what was you saying? You went to your dude.
So if I go to my dude friend and say, me and my dude just took down another dude, and I say we had a threesome in his head, technically they ran a train on me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your dude's head. Your
no.
dude ain't thinking like that. His
That's
boy
that bullshit.
Is. This boy thinking train, but your dude, you know, I mean, you look at your woman, you're not gonna look at your woman and use the word train in the same sentence. It just don't work like that.
Okay, that's cool. So you won't tell me that, but in your head, that's what you're thinking, right?
Yep.
Okay, so then why ask your significant other to do that if you don't want to think of her?
Because it's
it.
A fantasy.
Wait. Hold on. Y'all got too many questions going at once. You say what now? If you go to your dude and ask for a threesome with another dude, he thinking that y'all for the
no,
right
no,
plan,
no.
right?
So, but hypothetically, I got a male best friend. So if I go to my male best friend and say, me and my dude just had a threesome, that's the word I'm going to use because it's polite as a woman. In his head, he's going to think that him and this other, my guy and his friend just ran a train on me, right?
That's exactly what he's going to think.
Okay, so then why won't my man think the same thing, but you want to ask me for it?
I'm going to answer that for
Yo,
you.
Man.
First of all, hold on, let me answer this for a man. I'm going to break it down for you. First of all, your man ain't going to do a train with another dude.
No.
He ain't going to go for no threesome with another dude in the room.
Well, I disagree. I done ran into a few that offered
and
that.
And that means that they wasn't really your man.
Bow.
13 years. Now this was a mutual agreement, though. You get a threesome with another woman. If I, you get another woman, I get another man. Simple as that.
Okay, I understand that.
Wait,
I can understand.
Wait a minute, who got to go first?
I'll be here.
Did I get to go first?
What difference does it make?
Hell no.
I'm gonna cut the deal.
Hey,
I'm gonna cut the deal just to get mine.
Is there footage?
No, y'all not understanding. If you said, if you came to me and said that, and I agree, my whole thing is okay. I'm finna get mine, and shit, you, hey, I'm reneging on you. I'm going.
And,
to
and,
go
and
that's
why
you
can't
go
first.
Go first. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
you
why
what?
You can't go first. You. That's why
but
you can't go then, first.
I,
so that means then the situation is dead, because if you don't go first, then you don't get another woman.
Okay,
well,
why
not?
We might as well stop talking about it, because it ain't happening.
Wait, why not?
Why not? Damn, if I watch another dude hit my girl.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Do
we
what?
Got too many people talking. We got too many people
yeah,
talking.
We do. I said I'll be damned if I watch another dude hit my girl.
Well, why not come to a happy compromise and go the route of two couples, you know what I'm saying? And y'all just, exactly, y'all just swap. Not just anybody
or... I'm still
or,
watching another
no.
dude hit my girl.
Okay, but what I'm saying,
you don't have to be there.
But what I'm saying is that everybody gets what they want at the very same exact time. So then there's no reneging on this part or the other. So if you're going to make that
hold
agreement...
Hold on, now, this is why I got to disagree with you at. Everybody knows what they want, because I ain't never want to give you up in the beginning. I lied.
Right.
Okay,
I'm,
true
I'm
indeed. But if you,
ladies,
you
what they are saying, is that if he was your man, he wouldn't be giving you up. That wasn't your man. That was your sexual partner at the time. Y'all was living out y'all fantasies. Because I'm not sharing my man with no other woman.
Okay, I concur with that, but then you turn around and cheat both parties. So why not go ahead and do it?
No, I ain't cheating either.
Saying you particularly. I'm just saying in most cases, in most cases, there's a bunch of cheating going on. I mean, that's what it is.
Well,
so if you're going to go ahead and cheat, then why not be honest and mutual with
it? Because
it
would take away the thrill. It'll take away the thrill of cheating. Cheating is, I mean, it comes with the thrill of not being caught. If they know, what is the thrill?
That's terrible.
Then there's another
three.
Okay. Hold on. That's a
wait a minute. Hold on. Have anybody ever seen the movie Boogie Nights?
I've seen it.
And it was this one scene where the dude, they was part of the porn industry, so you know everything was happening. But his girl was fucking way after the camera stopped rolling. He'd walk in and she'd be like, "God damn it, Jimmy, would you get the fuck out of here?" And he's like, "God damn." So the guy would try to talk to him and he was like, "Sorry if I can't concentrate, but it's a fucking cock in my wife right now." And he just couldn't, I mean, and the end result is that he wound up going in there and blowing her motherfucking head off. Her and the dude. I hear what you saying about the fact if this is a mutual, but I'm just telling you, a man's psyche.
I'm throwing out shit that we done conversated
right.
with girls about. I'm not understanding why, you know, there's a bunch of cheating going on. If they're as a grown ass couple, you can make this agreement. You know, you gotta. What is it? The hall pass now or some shit? I don't know, but I understand why all this shit going on, and I got to worry about if I'm gonna catch an STD or you know I gotta go to the doctor. I understand.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, from a male point of view, the average male. I'm not saying because I know there's some motherfuckers out here that can do this, do that, and maneuver around this, that. But to me, the average man's psyche, he can't take seeing another motherfucker with his woman. I don't give a fuck how much it, especially if he love her. If he love her, he might talk that shit, but he got attitude. He got
I agree with that. I'm still being held hostage over some shit 7 years ago, so I agree with that. They weren't there. Yeah. They weren't there. They weren't there. Didn't know nothing about it. We weren't together, but I hear about it every month, every month.
Well, yeah.
Every first
of
the month. What the fuck are you talking about? The postman? Mailman?
That name fly just as much as the mail run. Real shit. Just like that.
Man,
how much that does to a man, what that does. I'm like, what? I mean, fuck other bitches. You got a dose of your own medicine. Now you mad?
Hell yeah.
I got a question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I got a question. Okay,
obviously been cheated on.
I mean, okay, my question is going back to the stud thing, okay, because I never did get to get in on that. So am I allowed to reiterate?
Go ahead.
All right, so, okay, with the stud thing, okay, you know how, okay, say it's two heterosexual women, two straight women, right? You know how, okay, we can go in dressing rooms and, you know what I'm saying, we can do the whole lingerie party thing and nobody ever thinks about anything sexual or I ain't going to say thinks about, but does. Nothing ever happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with the stud, does that whole you're a girl, I'm a girl, we're both girls thing go out the window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know why. Because at the end of the day, we're still both women.
Because their attraction is to women.
And but I've never had acting like a guy.
Okay, that doesn't mean just because you act like a guy that attracts a woman, another woman to another woman. There's
I just think there's a mutual
respect.
Okay.
Lipstick,
okay. I'm so glad,
lesbians.
Exactly.
They're called lipstick lesbians. They like.
Repeat that because we can't
hear
you.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Everybody's talking again at the same time. Go ahead, butter.
There are women who like feminine, that are feminine themselves, and they like other women who take care of themselves and are feminine. They're called lipstick lesbians. You know what I'm saying? You don't, just because you like another woman, that woman doesn't have to look like a man, dress like a man, act like a man. You're attracted to her because she has things about her that attract you, that are feminine. Whether she ties them up or not, you still like that woman.
I agree. I need to look out for the lipstick lesbians instead of the stud.
No.
Well, basically, just look out for the lesbians, period, no matter what type of lesbian they are.
Take your sister.
Well,
I don't know. I feel like, okay, Father Time's question was, were they friends before, you know, they entered into a heterosexual relationship? Was his woman friends with the stud before? And I think, okay, where he said if they was already friends, then no problem. I feel like if they was already friends, maybe, you know what I'm saying, there is a, you know what I'm saying, now, if it's a new friendship and, like, say, for instance, they met at work or some shit like that, and, you know what I'm saying, it's a new friendship, you already know that your woman, if she's attracted to another woman, it's not going to be a stud. So I think that, you know what I'm saying, a new friendship would be easier for me than one that was already there. I'm going to have questions.
I don't know. That weed that kicked in, because I don't know what the hell that asshole was.
No new friends.
But I mean, my thing is shit. I mean, you got to think about. I mean, Father and Simon. I mean, I'm serious. I thought if your girl was like, well, me and, you said JoJo, so we're going to call her Josephine. Me and Josephine going out. I just thought your first motherfucking comment out your mouth.
Say that again. You hear me?
I'm serious. I'm just like, dog, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Not I'm proud.
Now, I am. No, you don't understand. This dude don't believe in shit. I'm proud of him. Hold on, I think this is my boy Drew. Drew.
What up, man?
What's the deal?
As a man, yes. Man, I ain't heard from none of y'all in, what, about 2 months?
Mm-hmm. Man, where you been?
What's up, talk show?
What's going on?
Hey,
chilling, dog.
How you doing?
Mia had me in the dungeon. I've been in the dungeon on a ball and chain.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Damn. All right, Drew, let me ask you, man, since you're on here. Now, let's just say Mia at work. She meet her and her friend, and a new person come to work. Now, this person's a stud. But her and Mia hits it off real good. And Mia, like, hey, Mia start going out with her, like going out to clubs and all that shit. Would you have a problem with it?
You said she a stud?
Yeah.
Hell, motherfucker, yeah, I have a problem with it.
All right.
That's and the only reason why I would have a problem with it because my last wife left me for a woman. That same exact shit happened.
I don't know if I can go that far now.
Yeah, I was,
okay.
She was.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, she was a librarian. And the kid used to come up to the library all the time, and they became good friends. So my wife came to me and said, "I can't have no motherfucking friends that's gay." I said, "You know what? You can't. I trust her." And this bitch ran off with this mother.
Damn.
Wow.
That's some serious shit right there.
Yes, it is. So, yes, it is.
And it's the reason why she's attracted. It's the reason why she attracted to the girl. And then being a stud, aren't you dressing and acting like a dude?
What a stud.
That's
what I think. Why are you going to take some dick any old way? I'm just saying that.
Why
you
do what?
For fuck. You might as well go be with a nigga.
Agreed.
Well, mm-hmm. Was that
LaFonda? Hell yeah. I feel like if you gonna be gay and you finna take some dick, you might as well go be with a nigga. Because what's the point of having fake dick? Fake dick ain't nothing like the real thing.
I don't think it's more the fake dick action. I think it's with most women. It's more they relate to me.
It's more, no.
That's why I'll never have a threesome,
I don't want to go down on any female.
You have to get a touch me not.
A what?
You got to get a who?
You have to get a touch me not. There are certain studs, certain femmes, certain lipsticks that don't want to be touched at all. My sister is what would be considered a soft stud. She has not been penetrated. She does not allow you to touch her down there. Anything that reminds her of a woman, you do not touch. So basically, she's a pleasurer.
She's a who? Say it one more time.
She's a pleasurer. So I actually have asked to sit in. So here in the next few weeks, I'm going to sit in because I'm curious as fuck. I don't understand it.
She's not my biological sister. We just grew up together. But it feels a little different.
But at the same time, it has to make sense for me to understand why she went this way. So I need to see it. And the fact that she's not being touched, like she said, she gets strap head. Okay, well, what the fuck do you get out of that? And she's like, well, she gets strap head. Now, I don't understand it, but she said it's more of an imagination thing. She doesn't want to be touched in that area. So, I mean, I have to visually see it to understand it. So I'm going to go sit in, damn it, because I need to understand.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute, hold on before anybody say something. Do you need a partner to go sit in with you?
I can't stand you.
We can talk you through this.
I'll video record and shout out the faces.
So what if you end up getting excited?
I've been there before, so it's nothing to excite me because I like men. Now, I've been down that road because she's my sister and I, you know, went to the gay club. Like I said, that's how it starts. And they don't run, like, you can't have one gay friend. When you get one because they run in a clique, you meet more and more. So that's how the shit starts. So I've been there, so it's not going to excite me because I like it better.
Right. Okay, great.
Sorry,
that's a lot right there, boy. You learned something new.
I learned a lot about, especially about this lesbian, gay, transgender, all whatever type world. That was a lot of information today.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And you can't learn it in one day. It's added every day.
See, that's why I'm glad it's just men and women in my world. Men and women. That is so much. Now you got to find them and be like, do you like girls? Do you like boys? Or do you like girls who strap up? That is so much. Ooh, you got to go through so much.
And they're emotional. They're two women. They're emotional. So in my, from my understanding and from what I can see, they switch partners regularly. So that's why I said that safe sex aspect goes out the window because they don't stay together long. It's two women, two highly emotional, dysfunctional-ass creatures together.
Well, as long as you admit that y'all like that, though.
That's what confuses me. It all confuses me. Because one, if I'm a female and I don't want no female just like me because we ain't getting along. If I'm a female, I don't want no stud because they not giving me what I need as a woman. That's, I don't want the fake shit. If I want the fake shit, I can do that at home.
It's a different. It's a different.
I mean, I don't want to find out. I mean,
no, I don't recommend it.
But now, okay, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Now, my thing, like, I want to go back to the original question. Like, okay, as, like, the, okay, I want to ask my fellas this. I want to ask Drew and Tom. Are you upset at the woman, though, if your woman did choose her? Well, I mean, Drew, let me ask you. Mad at the girl? You mad at the girl?
I went to the girl house with my pistol.
Damn.
Wow, dude.
The only reason why I did like that is because they lied to me, and then the girl was my Easter star sister. You know what I'm saying? I take that my wife had me and her become friends, and I was loaning the girl money, let her use my car, and everything. I'm thinking everything's cool, and all of my wife.
Damn.
So yeah, I would knock on the mother's door.
Yeah, I might have would have sat there and waited for the police to pick me up.
I mean, I can imagine what you was thinking with that pistol in your hand.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
It was just a scare, though. I really went there so she could tell me the truth out of her own mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because my wife was lying. She was like, nah, we ain't doing nothing. So I went to her so she could tell me the truth. And she told me. She's like, yeah, we've been fucking around.
How did you find out, if I can ask?
It's crazy because her cousin, the girl's cousin, we was at a barbecue. I had a barbecue at my house, right? And the girl's cousin came over there. So I was in the kitchen doing something, and the girl was like, who is that? The girl didn't know who I was. She said, oh, that's her husband. That's her husband. And she said, oh, he's cute. You know what I'm saying? She said, well, can I talk to him since you was fucking with the wife? And I heard the girl say that, right? So I'm at work. The girl found out my job number, called me. And she said, can you meet me when you get off work? I figure I'm going to work at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I met her, you know what I'm saying? She told me. She called my wife on the phone and got her to say everything. That's how I found out.
Did you hit that?
I ain't going to lie, I did.
That night.
And that's why she told you.
It wasn't that night, but I did, though.
But that's why she told you. She knew in her head that she wanted to hit you all along. That's exactly why.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter. She was going to do what she had to do.
Yeah, she got that D.
And look at him. Fell right on into it.
Yeah,
well,
he gave
me
some valuable information.
So he did good.
She deserves
that D.
Okay.
Right,
she did her job.
She loves to do that.
Well.
Right. she asked the correct way, and they didn't give it to her, so she took it.
Hey, by hook or by crook, she got it.
My ex-wife,
she married now to a woman living in Atlanta.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
She lived the life of a lesbian now.
Was your ex-wife a freak?
I mean, I don't think she was a freak. I think she had this stuff going on before she met me. And it just came out. Because once her mom died, it was like she didn't have nothing to hide no more. So she came all the way out.
Hey, this well, that sounds freak. Like a bit boring gay couple, but okay. That is
well, I mean,
I'm not the girl on here.
I was my boy. What time are you at, man?
I'm right here, bro.
All right, man. Is you bad at her? I mean, would you go at the woman?
I'd probably go at both of them. I'm going to tear some shit up. I'm just going to be honest. I mean, if you're going to leave me, I mean, my ego's fucked. My manhood is fucked, everything.
You don't think you can bounce back from that?
It'd be rough, man. I'd fuck around to be a priest in prison.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I'd be a priest in prison, man, because I'm definitely going to go to jail, so I might as well find God while I'm in there.
Dang.
What up, man? Don't you going to leave me for another woman.
It's not worth it. Don't do it.
Okay, now. Okay. All right, lady.
So had it been
lady,
a man?
Like,
damn.
Hold on. This is what I want to ask the ladies. Now, we just talked to the man. Well, I'm going to give my opinion. If my woman left me for another woman, am I going to be bitter? Yeah. Am I going to be upset? Yeah. My initial question is, can we all just get along? But if we can't get along, then I got attitude.
See.
Okay, so, but my question, for a woman that actually does that, you know, because everybody swings, everybody does that, but can you actually have respect for a woman allowing you to do that? Sharing?
What, to have another woman?
Yeah, you can't watch another man ram her, so you're asking her in return to do the same thing. So I'm asking you, can you actually respect that? Respect a woman?
Hell yeah. Shit.
Wow.
You know it's double standards when it comes to stuff like that.
Okay.
Man.
I'm
gonna tell you like this. Every time I come in that motherfucker, I'm gonna yell out. Shit, I'm going to be the happiest motherfucker in the world. Shit, you want to go play basketball? Nope. You want to go shoot some pool? Nope.
I have a friend who basically told me that every time he was getting bored, he would ask his girlfriend at the time for a threesome. And he would use that to break up with her. Either way, if she didn't give it to him, he felt like she was being selfish, and she didn't want, you know what I'm saying, she didn't want to make him happy, so he would break up with her. And then if she did it, you must be a hoe, or you must be
exactly. All
kind of stuff.
See, now he was playing a game. Now I'm gonna tell you like this: if I ask you and you tell me yes, I'm like, we good. I don't need nothing else. I don't need nothing else from nobody. But now, if she say no, then I'm like him. You just being selfish now. You just being selfish.
So there's gonna be no tension in the household. Everybody's just gonna be one happy apart. No one's getting upset more than the other.
She being selfish, and I'm gonna have to tell her shit.
We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
Cash. come back and ask you the same thing. If she wants two men. Now, you being selfish.
Oh, here we go. Every time.
Yeah,
him go through this every time.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
I'm just saying, y'all, you want to use double standards. You might be boring me. I would think if you want to use it as a game or a strategy, if I'm asking you for a threesome with another man or run a train, quote unquote, then that should make you set your game up.
You okay? You telling me step my game up, but honestly, what I'm thinking is
use a hoe.
See,
damn.
See, this is what I'm saying. That's exactly what
why
dude
y'all asses can't get none, and why y'all go to the strip club and find a hoe and get one.
Oh, God.
We just
have one with him. Then she's a hoe. She's a hoe because she gave it to me.
If you have one with me, we
yeah,
go with too. Yeah, I mean, if you ask me for two dudes, then I'm thinking that.
But if you went to you, so that goes back to say that the two women that you with, they ran a train on you. Is you gonna say that?
Hell no.
But y'all are saying.
I'm gonna be lying. We just gonna be on Jerry. We good.
Y'all good.
That's what he say now.
Right.
Until he catch them having a twosome without.
Oh, you gonna cut me in or cut it out?
See.
I mean, hold on. Now, here's my. I will be real and say this. My problem will come in if y'all started already, and I walk in the door, and a motherfucker push me out the way like that motherfucker. Let's do this. We gonna do this. All right, Keisha. We gonna say
not
you want. Yeah, we're going to say
go
Keisha.
Ahead.
Okay,
I'm
Keisha.
About that life. Go
you
ahead.
You my girl, Keisha. All right, me and you, we together. Now, here come Butter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Butter comes in and we done pulled Butter.
Hi, boo.
Oh, Lord. So, we done pulled her in. We done pulled her in, and she's part of us now. Now, if I walk in and Butter's down there just tan your ass up, I hear you moaning and screaming, so I walk in the room, and I see her going at you. You know, she tearing your ass up, and I get undressed, and Butter give me that look, like, you know, kick me in my leg, or like, move, nigga. But now, I got to pick her up and body slam her. Bitch, you lost your mind.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
He gonna body slam me. Don't let him body slam me, Keisha.
How you gonna hate on our action, though? You gotta wait your turn.
No, you ain't gonna kick me out the way now. You gonna either scoot over or you gonna cut me in or cut it out.
Okay, why you just didn't cut yourself in? No, why you just didn't go and put your dick in the mouth or something?
Y'all, I don't think y'all understand me. I'm trying to do that, but this motherfucker keep, you know, she done put up, like, you know, I'm walking past.
But Butter
want
me all to herself,
like,
in this
put
moment.
You back. Like, nah, motherfucker, this me and her.
But that's what I'm saying. How the feelings get mixed. We don't always.
You said what?
You know, that's what I'm saying. That's how all the feelings get intertwined. We don't always need you. We good.
You don't always need me.
Maybe she was about to bust one, and you about to interrupt her work.
Recognize the G in me, nigga. I'm getting in now.
I'm too bad.
That was at your house,
dude.
I'm just saying.
They was at your house and you couldn't join in.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you tried to join in a different way and they were still like, no, you know, then yeah, you got to cut that shit out. Stop right now, baby. You got to put your clothes on. Butter, put your clothes on, and you got to go.
Pour
some
water on them like two dogs
fucking.
Right. Somebody
got to
go.
Now, I'm trying to pull these motherfuckers off like two dogs stuck. I'm trying to pull Butter off like she's stuck.
Get your ass off. You ain't going to be doing that in my house and I can't join in. No, that's automatic.
I mean, I'm just not understanding why you can't go get in a chair and sit down and use your hands and watch the visualization.
I mean,
in my house?
No, there's no
I'm going to go to her house. It sounds like y'all need privacy. Y'all in the wrong spot. Hell no.
Yeah,
right,
I'm
going to in that man's house, that man deserves to get some of that. They better go somewhere else and do that or do it before he gets there.
Well, he
that's what, they was, that's what it sounded like
he
that we were trying to do before he walked in.
Right, he came home.
That's what we was doing.
Well, they fought. They got to get that up.
Oh,
they got to give it up or they stop.
Hey Keisha, if you don't get up or nothing like that, I'm serious. This is why I'm gonna have to tell you.
Hey bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
You ain't shit. See, but we ain't gotta worry about that because it ain't gonna happen. Because then I'll be a hoe. So I'm just gonna keep all my goodies and little tricks and secrets to myself.
Now see.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
I mean, but you did.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be that good, wholesome Christian.
The woman that they
going to
really be with got to be like that. But if you ain't never going to be that woman, you can buzz down on them. They don't care.
Damn.
Keep your goodie.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Very interesting.
Oh, wait a minute. We got our... Our resident therapist been real quiet tonight. Janine, where you at?
I'm there.
When I say this is the resident therapist, she can tell you. She can break this down for us. Now, Janine, you've been we're going to do this like they did on TV. Janine, you've been sitting back. You've been listening. What is your take on this?
I mean, I've always said, if you're going to do threesomes, do it because you like women, not because you're doing it for your man. And that's where the problem comes in. If you're doing it, do it because you like women and, you know, you want to do it together. I don't see nothing wrong with doing threesomes with your man if that's what you choose to do. We all grown. If we agree to it, hell, the bitch can move in. We all live together, be one happy family.
So that's your advice. That's the advice you would give my wife.
Sound like great advice to me, shit.
I mean, you have to have respect and trust with one another. My thing is, I'm not gonna do nothing without him, so he's not gonna do nothing without me. We all gonna do this together, or we not gonna do it. It's about respect. And the trust and the love that we have for each other, that's not going to change just because you bring somebody into the picture. Yeah, they might try a lot of shit. I've had women try a whole bunch of different types of shit. Women want me. They don't want him. Women want him. They don't want me. Or whatever. You know what I mean? But it's about me and him at the end of the day.
Package deal.
So do you and your mate have an open relationship? You know what?
Okay, that's enough now.
Okay, look.
And the crowd goes wild.
Right.
Do you and your mate have that open relationship? And if so, has anybody ever caught feelings for the next person?
Of course. I mean, I've been doing this for years. I was married once before we were doing it. The person I'm with now, we do it. I mean, I've had women that be like, I need to leave him or something like that. Or some women just come to me like, shit, I eat the fuck out your pussy and all this and that. Hell, yeah, it sounds real good. But I just be like, you know, I can't do it unless my man there.
That's,
you know,
it's physically or just a part of it?
Even me, Janae.
Physically or just a part of it?
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
I can't deal with you tonight. I swear.
He has to join in physically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if he okay like me, myself personally, I'm open. I know how men are in their feelings. They don't want to see they woman with another man. Me, I'm not like that. I like to see my man fucking another woman. So, it could be that time of the month for me. I'd be like, go on, fuck her.
Jadine, let me just tell you, and if you tell me that, I'm going to tell you.
Damn. I knocked the dust off. That was it.
Get it out.
I'm going, hell yeah. See, hey, I'm over here crying. I'm feeling real emotional right now. I don't know how I'm talking about that.
Now I've been there, and I can't say I felt one way or the other. But
that's a level of trust most people cannot obtain in their relationship. So I salute her because she on that level. They got to take a strong person. Like, go ahead and get that, because I personally couldn't do it. If I'm committed to that man, I ain't going, and he ain't going either. Mm-hmm.
Who just said that? I gotta tell you.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
God damn it.
Help me.
I'm on the road.
But y'all men on this phone, though, y'all talking all that freaky stuff and women on women and all that stuff, and y'all don't even like y'all asshole to be licked and stuff, so.
What?
Who don't like that?
Man.
Well, there we go with
it's
that.
Shut the fuck up.
No! Oh, shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, mother.
Y'all is off the chain tonight. Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute, hold on, y'all done made Marley chime in on that one. Marley, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? Never had my ass licked, but I ain't gonna refuse this shit.
That's what's up.
Hey, Marley, motherfuckers just gotta toughen up. Just get tough. Shit, toughen up.
You
take,
know?
Take it.
I sometimes think it takes a more seasoned man for that, because me and my mother are very open, and she did some things in the back area that I can't get away with in my household.
Well, now, ain't nobody penetrating the goddamn thing, so
all I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them for no one. Do you understand?
I mean, what are you trying to do? I mean, you just trying to lick the ass?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not necessarily trying to do anything, but, you know, I just heard some stories. You know, my mama done used the vibrators and the beads and that shit, but I can't get
Is that the only way I'm supposed to get off? Is y'all doing that? Did I tell you what?
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
Damn
right.
Put no damn
bees
in my ass.
This
for hell, boy. Lord have mercy.
I'm going to take the buttons away from you. But what is it about?
Oh,
okay,
to the men. What is it that y'all really afraid of if a woman is kissing and sticking on it? What, I mean, what?
Liking it.
No.
Liking it. Somebody said liking it.
No. Penetrating it. That's what the fuck we got a problem with. Don't try to penetrate that motherfucker. What are you trying to penetrate it for?
It's some men that like that. It's a lot of men that like that, actually.
Okay, so let me ask you ladies a question here.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
So if you got a man, that likes that, that likes to get penetrated, does that make him, like, borderline gay? If he, because if he let you do it, he'll let a mess of a man do it.
No.
No. See, it's different. I would think it was different than a man and a woman doing it. If a woman doing it, she's soft and sensual with it. See, you know, it ain't just like a man.
Whoa. Motherfuckers in prison. Them motherfuckers in prison all be like, well, I start off real slow. And I like,
yeah, I put some, like a boy said, he put some jelly in.
Yeah, lick it first. You gotta lick it first.
Right. Yeah. You got motherfuckers in there making love, sweet love to you, like it. Got motherfucking Ivy Haynes playing in the background.
Yeah. Hey, I've seen them guys.
That was Vaseline.
Okay, so that means I can vibrate it, I can use a feather, I can use my fingers, I can touch it, I just can't penetrate it.
You not putting your vibrator, you not putting your finger, you
hell no.
You ain't being no more.
Y'all don't want to be
have drinks no more.
Okay, I have a situation where I can't say the name or the whole situation, but I can explain where they was doing a 69, and she accidentally licked his asshole because she was trying to catch her breath, and so she was just, you know, licking on him and everything, and she licked his ass, and he nutted automatically.
Yeah. It happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, but I don't
better take your ass to the store with that.
You
know?
Hell no.
I'm just going to say it like this. If a woman is giving head the proper way, there's some slip-ups. There's some slip-ups. It's been done. All y'all done had it done. Get over it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we have what done?
At night. We have what done?
Out at night. And
what's
that's
what I'm not understanding.
Yeah, I ain't
you giving it here the proper way, and you say what then slipped up?
It happens. That ass crack gets licked occasionally. I mean, it happens. If you're out there licking and sucking on the balls, and I mean, it happens.
Yeah,
okay. I mean, and you enjoy it. And
that's how we play as role.
I can't stand you.
Make your toenail curl up.
Yeah, and that is true.
That woman, if she giving that head,
if
she giving them nuts,
put some milk in it, baby. Yeah, I don't understand. If it make your toes curl up, then why you have a problem with letting her come next to your booty? If it already make you know it makes you feel good.
No. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now. If she actually, if she like, yeah, you doing like she said, if she doing it right. And she hit that motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie. The first thing we come
down.
Oh, Sarah, there's no juice. It's in the car, baby. What's your buddy to get the juice out the car? Cause he's being a bossy little son. Excuse
Yo,
me, I'm
Z,
sorry.
Where you at, Z?
All right, hell. You can get me to a damn side. Hung a damn phone up. Shit.
Damn.
God damn.
To get the candy flavored lube and everything. He get ready.
All right. Girl Z, she got something she wanted to let everybody know about. Tell them about the poetry thing.
My name is Z Nicolay, and I'm a poet from Gary, Indiana. On Father's Day, I'm having a show
Tickets are $35 per person and $50 per couple. It's a comedy show, poetry show, as well as a soul food buffet. Y'all can hit me up on Facebook. It's Z-E-E Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. Or you can call me for tickets at 219-487-4417. Y'all network and support with Gary. That's going to be a dope-ass show.
So can I get on there and do some spoken words?
Oh, Lord.
Who am I speaking with?
What you mean,
with?
No more?
Who am I speaking with?
No spoken words?
Who I'm speaking
with?
Oh, yeah, you.
Forever.
I mean, yeah, you.
Wait a minute, who said, oh, Lord, like I ain't got no words or something?
Who are you? Who writing your poetry?
Who write it? I write it myself, motherfucker.
Oh, he's
I mean,
good. He's
young
good.
Lady, I write it.
Let me hear some.
But you hear
go
some?
Go on SinCityRadioShow.com.
You know what?
Check that hole.
Okay, you know what? I got one for you. I got one for you. Check it out, y'all. Check it out. I got one queued up for you. Well, man, I think I had one queued up in my younger days. I was what you call arrogant, brash, full of flash. I know
hey,
what a woman really wanted.
Tonight, right?
I'm just thinking she wanted to give me the ass. I didn't know about love making. Shit. I just want the fuck. My dumb ass listened to the Two Live Crew talking about putting her ass in a buck. I didn't know oral sex was something special. I just said she sucked my dick. Once again, listening to Easy. I just wanted to say she swallowed it. Now that I'm older, I've seen the error of my ways, and I'd like to apologize to all the women whose hearts are left permanently scathed. In my defense, that's how I was told to do them. Treat bitches just like red lights and run straight through them. I know because of my actions, I'm what you call a dog or a hoe to myself, so I'll reap what I sow. The bad part is that I know I got so much love to give, but I mask it all behind the fucking negative. Yeah, I walk with what the kids call swag, and yeah, I try to play the role. But if you get to know me, you'll see I'm just a tortured soul who wants to be in love, who wants to be full of life, and have the American dream. Yes, a house, a car, and yes, even a wife. So hopefully my past will be the past, and you can see that my heart is true. I will not be succumbed to the fears of me saying I love you. I will shower you with passions and show you that this boy became a man. And my love will be ever flowing like the Mediterranean rivers flowing through the Sudan. Love making will be exquisite, full of personal delight, as our bodies become one as we touch, kiss, and caress all through the night. So I'm looking for the most beautiful woman in the world. Well, she'll be that to me. And to prove it, I'm going to put her on a pedestal so the whole world can see. All right, now.
That was beautiful.
What?
What y'all say, huh?
That was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
That's what's up.
Now,
who? All that side of you today.
Now, who was that saying that shit that I can't get at?
Yeah.
What you think, Z? Can I get a spot on
that? More strain on you, because you know you want to do it.
That's
what
you said.
What?
And you had, now what all did you have in homework?
You said what? Who the hell?
She talking to a child.
Who has some homework?
Damn.
What homework got to do with
anything? So where you
got homework, man? Did you do your homework?
I like, damn, how much homework I need to do on this motherfucker?
Yo, it said do your homework.
Right, like that shit ain't tight enough. Get your ass back in the lab.
Mama.
That shit wasn't tight. Get your ass back in the lab. You got some more homework to do.
And you
got
to... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You sure can come through. You gonna come through?
Right.
Man, okay. Say you ain't tell. What's the date?
Yeah, the flashcards were good.
It's June 19th on Father's Day from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Mama
y'all
Pearl.
Y'all got any last?
At the Costume Real Cat Stadium.
Okay. I might come to.
Are you going to class and do it?
I'm going to hit you up, man. You going to give me all the information I need to have. I come
you
to.
You don't have to take biology, do you?
That's
you're
what's
not getting no candy.
What?
Do you know what time it is?
See, I did
wait a minute.
My
no, one time my homework, one time my
candy. And it was a lot
easier
than
this,
being in class because
hey,
you had a lot of laughs. You had like 16
people,
laughs.
Y'all on a radio show.
Simon. Hello. Then we had discussion boards.
Yeah, what the hell going on?
Smart,
me
in there.
Mute, damn it. Shit.
I had four A's and two
A's. What you
got? I made D's. Now this summer.
When my hand goes up, your mouth goes shut.
And then I got one on one because I started my early childhood.
Okay.
In class, 2 hours.
Probably three-way calling my mom.
But it's an 8-week class, so I'm glad I'm getting that out the week. Because when I start back, I only took
18
weeks.
Please,
I'm listening to her. 15, maybe I might.
Wow, that's
hilarious.
Who the fuck is that? Seriously.
Let's listen
to her.
I don't know, man. I can't find
it. Yeah. Chemistry? Yeah. Did you have to do math? You said 107.
Oh,
we had to do
that?
Math 123. It was so hard. It was so hard, but I passed it. I ain't never flung them in my life.
Congratulations.
I would pass that class, and then I withdrew out of it, but I took it back. And
you know what? You know what, man?
You try and try
I
again.
Found
that's
it.
Right.
You know what?
Don't give
it.
Up. Don't give up.
No. I found that the person wasn't even supposed to be on. I clicked him in. My bad. That was big. I couldn't even cut the person out. I clicked that one.
You done hurt their whole life. The kids want candy
right.
And everything.
Hey, everybody be quiet. Everybody be quiet.
The test, if you don't pass the test, then you have to take the 080. And you got to pass whatever it is. You got to pass 123. 080, you can flunk that and still pass 123. Yeah, that depends on when you take that application test. That's where you stand at. So if you don't pass it. Right.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing nothing.
Oh,
they don't even know. That's what's so bad.
Right.
Lord have mercy.
I mean, I'm going. Man, oh, Z, I apologize. Cause I'm like, is that Z in there doing Tom Brown's daughter about some damn homework?
Hell no.
Shit.
No, but the show
man,
is June 19th on Father's Day, though.
Okay, yeah. All right. Wait a minute, because that got all messed up. All right, baby, if you can, just give us all the information one more time.
I'm having a Father's Day show called a Father's Day Showdown. It's June 19th, which is Father's Day, at Mama Pearl's across from the Red Cat Stadium. It's from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's a comedy show, portrait show, and it includes a soul food buffet. We're doing raffles as well as giveaways, and $100 to go to the best dressed father. Tickets to singles is $35, for couples is $50. You can hit me up on Facebook at ZEE Nicole, NICOLE, or hit me up at 219-487-4417.
Okay, so now
matter
can
fact,
we
if y'all
is
mentioned
a,
Sin City, I give y'all a discount. Hit me up.
That's what's up. Hey, so can is this like an open mic thing? Can anybody get on there, or y'all got the select few that y'all gonna do?
This actual show is already a closed program, but I am with a group called Inspire Soul, and we're looking for singers, poets,
Right now, we do a show every second Friday out at Marquette Pavilion. We've been running that show for the last 4 years, right here in Gary, so network and support with that, too. Like I said, hit me up on Facebook at ZEE Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E.
Okay. That's what's up, man. So, hey, you think I got enough skills to get on there?
For sure you do. Come on now. We're going to wave that.
Okay.
I already knew it.
You
know that.
Okay. See, some motherfuckers, LaFonda was doubting me. Who's going to write your shit? Hey, shut up.
You didn't hear my poetry, so quit it. You didn't hear my poetry. I write very well.
Do something then.
Somebody
vacuuming or something. What is that?
Somebody been thinking about UFOs and shit.
I don't know, but look here, y'all. We ready to get up out of here. Hey, check this out, y'all. SinCityRadioShow.com. You know what I'm saying? Like I tell everybody, we have fun on Facebook and everything like that, but we got our own website, SinCityRadioShow.com. We get this motherfucker on the crack, and we can do everything that we can do any place else. Let's have some fun on that. Like I said, you can create your own group. We got personal groups. We got private groups. We got whatever you want to do. You want to blog? Hey, Z, you want to put your poetry on there? You want to? Hey, you got? Hey, please get on there. Let everybody know on there that you know what's going on, because we got a lot of people from Gary on there. So that way, motherfuckers can see it. You know what I'm saying?
Right on. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. All right, man, before we get out of here, man. LaFonda, you still on here?
Yes, I am.
All right, y'all, I got some poetry from LaFonda queued up. Y'all ready for it?
Right on.
Hey.
Oh,
that was good.
LaFonda, like, seriously, you want to be a feature?
You said, well,
we're looking for a feature poet for the Inspired Soul Show.
Are you serious?
Yes,
I am. I'm definitely going to have to hit you up on your Facebook page.
That's what's up, ZEENICOLE, and I got you.
Okay.
Damn, motherfuckers just cut me out, didn't they? They cut me out.
It's a lot of
Cut me
right,
the fuck
you
out. Hey, hey, LaFonda, what about you? Fuck him.
I was just bullshitting, man.
All right, man, we gotta get out of here, man. Okay.
Especially since that noise.
The Lucy Sin City from Butterfly Entertainment, Z Nicolay, love ya.
Okay, that's what's up. I said we gonna get this going. We're gonna get this on the cracking.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, y'all know how we do it, butter.
Well, I enjoyed myself thoroughly tonight, and I can't wait for tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
That's what's up. Z, you got any last words for us, baby?
Just holler at me. Y'all stay positive. Go ahead and network and support. I do talk back on my Facebook page. That's me. Make sure y'all network and support, because we're trying to bring live entertainment back together. These comedians is touring the world. These poets is touring the world, and we got them right here in y'all backyard. So please support the arts. But
I was supporting it. I got kicked out. I just got kicked off the tour before I even got started. But that's pretty cool.
Have you on the show that was already closed? So if you want to spot on that show, you got it.
No, I'm just teasing with you. But we do definitely got to wake up, man. You know I'm trying to do my thing too. All right, Keisha, where you at?
I'm just taking notes. Just taking notes. Very interesting.
Right, we doing the same thing tomorrow.
I ain't fucking with y'all.
Same
tomorrow.
Time tomorrow.
Real work.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what you can do? You can always put your headphones in and just listen.
I can do that.
All right, now, hey, we appreciate that you being on the show.
You harassed me enough.
Thank you. I harass everybody. Shit, fuck it. All right, LaFonda, what's your last words for us, baby?
I had fun. This was thoroughly entertaining, a little bit better than Facebook, because I got entertained today on Facebook.
Oh, Lord, I'm scared to even ask. So I'm not. All right. Oh, shit. Y'all ain't tell me Big Mike had been listening. Big Mike, what's up?
What's up?
You got any last words for us, man?
I missed the whole show, so I'm here doing overtime.
Oh, okay. You catch us tomorrow, dog. What's up? My man Marley still on there, Marley?
Yeah, man. Good show as far as what I heard. And I'll listen to it, I'll archive it tomorrow and finish listening to it. And then,
What's up?
Y'all have a good one. And then I got some business with Miss Janine later on.
Yeah, I already see that post.
I sent you a picture to remember me by.
Well, y'all, it's a fool. See, you got any last words for us, baby?
Yeah, it was good talking with everybody. I enjoyed myself like always. And if you want to ever talk to me, I'm on SinCityRadioShow.com. I am Janine. Forever and always, I'll be here next week.
That's what's up. You better be here tomorrow.
Oh, that is right.
Man, see, cut up pay, dog. Cut up pay. All right, big dog, what you got?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Same time tomorrow night. Like I say, catch us on Gangsterville Radio. Catch us on TuneIn on the Apple. We doing it. Good night. God bless.
What's up, y'all? That's what's up, y'all. SinCityRadioShow.com. Get on there. Keisha, get on there. All right. Peace.